Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your mighty love. And I thank you that in these times that you are calling your people out of this deceptive lies that is in the world, Lord. Thank you, Lord, this world, you made it. You made everything. You made us. And we just thank you that you've got plan for everything, and that we can follow you, that we can experience you. And thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to just turn away from the world, Lord, and look to you and follow you, because that's what life is all about. And then we know that we are in the right place. But thank you, Lord, for this word, Lord. Help us, just give us some understanding and encouragement out of it, relevant to us, Lord, relevant to life in abundance, relevant to beauty that's found in you. Because whenever you are revealed, we are revealed with you in glory, because you are our life. We co-heirs with you through the resurrection and through the new and the better covenant. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, precious family. Okay, yeah, we've got the story of the young man. He comes and he approaches the Lord and he says, what good must I do to have eternal life, the God quality of life? And then the Lord tells him in that, you know, you must obey the commandments, you know. And he says, ah, but I have obeyed the commandments from young already. So he's done all the do's and the don'ts, which is good. But, you know, just doing the good, doing that which we must do, and not doing what we mustn't do, there's so much deeper and so much bigger. And here is the one that made him, made everything. All things were made through him and for him. And here is the Lord that knows him because he made him and he's got purpose for him. And so the Lord says to him, leave everything and then you have your treasures in heaven. And I believe that is the name written. He's asked specifically about that. The God quality of life is our names written in heaven. And so you'll bring about that. And he says, come follow me. And it was just too much for this guy, because his eyes were set on the earthly treasures, all the good that he had. And I mean, that would also come from the Lord, because there's nothing that doesn't, it's all his goodness, you know. And here the young man misses out. And so what is the encouragement here for us? You know, you can do all the do's and the don'ts that God requires, but if you miss out on following him, you can lose everything. And we see what's going on in this world. There is horrible deception coming from the evil one. They will come to lie, steal, kill, and destroy. And we've got the opportunity now, according to the word of God, to follow, you know, to give up, forsake everything else and follow the Lord. Why? So we can experience him. He knows us. He made us. And he made us for purpose. And so this is what's happening. Do you know the Lord or don't you know the Lord? This is what's happening in the world. There is so much lies out there. But I think of Thessalonians as well, where he says in that, and he speaks about that this time was coming. And in 2020, the Lord showed me this. It's now happening where Satan has been released. And those that don't know the truth will be deceived. So, guys, know the truth. Get into, be born again. Look to the Lord. Call on him. Listen to him. I love the in John 12 where it says in that, where Jesus spoke about, unless he falls into the ground, there won't be any fruit, because he needs to die so that he can bear much fruit. So he has fallen into the ground. And then he says, now forsake the world, turn away from the world, and follow him. And where he is, you will also be. And what's that about? That is about having your portion that God has got for you, that God can bring about the wonderful plan that he has for you written in heaven. And then he goes on to say, and when you do this, that's when the Father will honor you as well. So, guys, we've got the instruction. And many other beautiful words speak about this, where he says to his disciples, so it's so important being disciples. So he says to his disciples, as much as the Father loves me, he loves you. As my Father sent me, so I sent you. And the works I do, you shall also do, and greater. So guys, we got all the encouragement just to look to our Lord and let him speak to us and walk conscious of him and stay in his amazing love, because that's what life is. That brings life and life in abundance. He made us and he knows what is the best for us. So be blessed today again as you look to your Lord and you love your Lord and you stay in the light as he's in the light. In Jesus' name, amen.